night away Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton. Co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear.
And why the hell are you sitting at my table?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Archie. Mike's having dinner with us tonight.
I hope you're cooking for nine.
See, Gloria had to take Joey to Staten Island to see Al and Trudy.
Oh, I see.
And she missed the 5 o'clock bus home on account of Joey took his 4 o'clock nap at 4:30.
Yeah, well, look,
and he has to sleep for an hour, so she didn't want to wake him up. And so the next bus was 6:15, only Al missed his 6 o'clock train coming home, and he couldn't take it to the bus station.
Archie rests his head on the table.
Gloria and Joey are staying at Al and Trudy's for dinner tonight. I guess they'll get the 8 o'clock bus home. Unless, of course, Joey falls asleep. Oh, my.
Mike looks up from his salad bowl and newspaper when Edith steps into the kitchen.
Hey, Arch. Why don't you just stop her?
You can't. You don't stifle her by the fifth sentence. You just gotta wait till she winds down herself.
Arch, I noticed they mention your club in this article on discrimination.
I don't want to say nothing about that article whatsoever.
Okay.
I'll say this. That's all a pack of lies.
It is? All right. Tell me the name of one black member of the Kings of Queens.
Being a private club, I ain't saying nothing about our club whatsoever.
Okay.
I'll say this. If we ain't got a black member over there, and I ain't admitting that we ain't got a black member over there, but if we ain't got a black member over there, buddy, there's only one very good and very simple reason.
What's that?
The entire membership is white.
Then you do discriminate, Arch. Arch, your club's gonna be in big financial trouble.
How?
If your club practices discrimination, you're not gonna get a tax break on your property taxes for the clubhouse.
Well, that ain't true.
It's true.
Ah, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Shut up.
Edith serves dinner.
Gloria takes the 9:30 bus. She ain't gonna get home until after midnight. I know them buses late at night. You can never depend on it. Why, I remember once when I come home from Woodbine, New Jersey, I didn't get home until 1 a.m.
Archie gestures for her to wind it up.
Now, don't interrupt. And don't start no stories that don't end in 5 sentences. Now, back to you. You take the Attorney General of the United States. The Attorney General of the United States got a right to Blanco Club that don't have no Jews and no blacks. Then Archie Bunker's got that right.
Arch, if you're gonna take your lead from the Attorney General, why don't you do what he did?
Yeah, what'd he do?
He quit his club.
Yeah, all right, then I'll quit my club.
Good. When?
When they make me Attorney General.
Arch, don't you care anything about the Constitution of the United States?
Don't hit me with that commie crapola.
The Constitution
ain't got nothing to do with Americanism or America. Where a man's got the right to join any club he pleases with all the men he likes, and all the men he likes got a right to keep out all the men they don't like.
You have that right. But liking a man, why should that have anything to do with whether a man is black, a Jew, or a Puerto Rican? That's discrimination.
No, it ain't. It's just being particular.
Paper is right.
The paper's trying to burn us for a lot of things we don't do. I don't see a line in that paper giving us credit for any of the good things we do, like keeping out the Catholics.
You do practice discrimination.
Ah, shut up. You're always shooting off your face about neat things you don't know nothing about. Why don't you come down with me to my club and see what goes on there with your own 2 eyes? We got all kinds of guys down there. We got tall guys, short guys, fat guys, skinny guys. Guys with no hair, too much hair, no teeth, too much teeth. We got a one-eyed guy. We got a guy down there. We kind of suspected he's a midget.
Mike stares at him.
Well, because he's only 4 foot tall. But nobody blames him for that. Nobody's mean. We're all fair there. I tell you what we do. In the men's room, we built up a little box there. So the man can stand up on that and be comfortable. He can feel that he's got an equal shot at it, you know? Nobody says nothing against that. Maybe we laugh a little, but never a harsh word.
Archie, would you get that? I gotta look at the coin.
Yes. I'll get that. Geez, all I got to say to you is I wish I had some of the time back on my life that I have wasted trying to straighten out your head. I think it'll come to about 9 years.
I've only known you 7.
Well, I count the first 2 double.
Barney, Hank, and Harry stride in.
I rounded up the guys for a meeting.
Talking to reporters, huh?
Hello, loose lips.
Well, wait. You're gonna have a real
large meeting? Yeah, meeting here.
Well, wait a minute. Say, Mike, there, the fellas, we're going to have a private, a large meeting here, so, you know, if you don't mind, you scram.
It's all right, Arch, I understand. You don't want anybody to be around while you put your sheets on.
Mike takes his meal to the kitchen.
Look, I got to tell you something, Arch. The whole club membership was really steamed about that article in the newspaper.
Well, you talk to me on
really on, and we're in trouble.
We could have every pinko and lefty in town picketing the clubhouse.
Ah, the lefties don't want to picket a bunch of nobodies like us.
What do you mean?
All right, it slipped, it slipped. Over, come on, you want to hold a meeting? Let's hold it the regulation way. Come on, we just call a meeting to order here.
I'll take that, Arch. This is a high-level meeting.
Well, wait a minute. I'm the chairman of the membership committee.
I'm the president.
But this is my house.
We don't care. An emergency meeting of the Kings of Queens is now in session.
I've got some things to say here.
And the chair recognizes Brother Pivnik.
Well, first of all, on a personal note, so to speak, there's a lot of blacks down at the plant who ain't going to be too thrilled about reading this. And I got to work with 3 of them that's tougher than me.
Well, she's my wife, Edith, that's tougher than you.
All right, just hold it down, hold it down. The chair recognizes Brother Bunkin.
Yeah, well, all right, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Now, I think, you know, with all due regrets about you, that the time has come we got to change the membership rules, you know. We got to think about letting in somebody different.
We already done that. We let Lulinski in. Now we can't tell Polish jokes no more.
Just a minute. Brother Lulinski tells his own Polish joke.
Yeah, but he tells them all wrong.
All right, try to contain yourselves there. The chair recognizes Brother Bunker again.
Well, see, what I mean is this. You've all heard the old saying, you know? A stitch in time. God is no more.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I'm trying to say is the heat is on us, and we got to take it off. What we got to do, I think, now don't jump on me, is let in 1 Jew and 1 black guy. Now, don't say nothing yet. Just think about it, will you? Just think about it, huh?
The others share looks of horror.
Now, what do you say?
They get up from the table.
Lose the lodge. Of course, I am thinking about something that you dummies ain't thinking about. Maybe I'm the only person in the world tonight that is thinking about this one thing, and that is how we lose a tax break on the clubhouse property.
Oh, that ain't true.
Oh, I done my homework there, consulted my own tax expert, H&R Crock there. And I tell you right now, it most certainly is true, but then it don't have to happen. If it does happen, the extra expense, where we gonna find it? Ain't in our own pockets there. We ain't got nothing left. We lose the lodge. We open the door just this much, see? It takes that heat off. Nobody bothers us for the next 60, 80 years. By that time, we're too old to care anymore.
A Jew and a black?
I know just who. And where did you see the nice way this works out?
Okay. Who's a black guy?
Black guy is a guy that Hank Pivnik knows. He works with Hank and me down at the plant and lives over there in College Point.
Huh?
Solomon Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, there's your black guy.
Okay, who's the Jewish guy?
Solomon Jackson.
Barney's eyes grow wide. Then he squints, confused.
He's a black and a Jew?
A two-time loser.
The members consider.
All right,
attached to it. You see, this is using the old bean here, see? In case he's feeling a little more colored, you know, than usual, a bottle of Ripple, see? And in case he's more in a Jewish frame of mood, we got the man of shoes.
I'll get it. No, let me answer the door. I said, when I say I'm answering the door, why do you run?
Why, you always do.
Ah, stand back, will you? I'll be right there. Now, remember, please, you know, act ordinary. You're very pleasant there. Just make the guy feel like he's a real person, huh?
That's what he is.
Good, good. Keep that up. Keep that up.
Hello.
Hiya there, Sal. Come on in. Say hello to the wife. Edith, this is Solomon Jackson from Mike.
How do you do, Mr. Jackson? Let me have your jacket. It's so nice of you to...
Yeah, don't wear the man out with heavy conversation, Edith. Just to hang up the call. Come on in, Sal. Come on in. Make yourself at home. Sit right down on the sofa over here. To hell with the sofa. Use my chair. That's it. Because that's the most comfortable chair in the house. Yeah. Well, well. Now, listen, the first thing I want to do is, you know... Thank you for coming over here, giving up your Saturday afternoon, which I know is a religious holy day for you people, the name of which I... What is that?
Shabbos.
Correct.
Could I get you a little refreshment?
A little refreshment. That's right in order, Edie. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Bring us a nice cold bottle of Ripple out there,
yeah.
See? Yeah. Yeah, oh, that's my favorite wine. Boy, I love that better than anything.
I didn't know that, Arch.
Well, that the years have tired you out and you forget things.
Now on, I'll buy it for you all the time. It's a lot cheaper than beer.
Yeah, it's a hell of a lot better, too, you know?
Yeah. I don't really care for it.
I've gone up myself lately to tell you. Say, eat it to 86 the Ripple there and bring us a couple of delicious sized Coke cans of beer, huh?
All right.
Well, well, well. She's a... I'm so glad that we could finally get together.
Why?
Why? Well, you know, the kind of guy I am, I like to make friendships, you know, wherever, irregardless of nothing pertaining to anything particular, whatever, you know?
There are not many people who could phrase it just that way.
Well, I like to think I'm one of them.
You are. And you are a credit to your race.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Sal. And you're a credit to your race, too. I mean, both of them. Holy cow, the front door. What do you know? Jeez, I wonder who could be ringing that door, you know, without even an invitation. In the middle of a man's Saturday afternoon, what'd you call it again?
Shabbos.
Correct again. What a memory. Hey. Let's let him in, huh? Hey, Sal, I want you to meet three close friends of mine.
Hi, Sal, I'm Harry.
How are you, Harry?
You know me, I'm Hank.
Right.
Yeah. And this is Barney Hefner, Sal. He's the president of our lodge. Yeah.
Hey, sit down.
Here's your beer.
Now, eat it. You're going to have to get some more beers because look who just dropped in right out of the blue.
Yeah, we was expecting you.
Sal turns to Edith and Archie covers his face.
Excuse us just a minute. Edith, come out to the kitchen about some little thing. We'll just be a mess. Be right back, fellas. Do you know how tired I am of living with your foot in my mouth? Keep yourself busy out here, and I'll handle the guests.
I'll save
the cold beer. Your warm conversation takes the chill off the cans. Here we are, guys. You want a thing done, you always do it yourself. Huh? There you are. Here's my behind, Sal. Just take one. You just help yourself. Oh, gee, sorry to trip over you there, Sal. I hope I didn't get the shin there. Well, here we all are, and... as the Scotch Jew said, Lockheim.
Hey, you know who's a funny guy? Flip Wilson.
Yeah, not as funny as Myron Cohen.
Well, you like both of them, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Then say that.
You know, I really like that TV picture, The Raid on Entebbe.
Oh, yeah. Them Israelis really did a good job.
Oh, well, leave it to a Jew to pull a fast one. What I mean is that... it's a good example of Jewish brains.
Yeah. Listen, why did you invite me by here today?
What? Well, like I was saying to you before, the guys come, you know. To you and me, we never have a chance to talk to each other down at work.
Yeah, but you can talk to me at any time. As a matter of fact, you did speak to me at lunch once.
Yeah, when?
About 5 years ago.
Hey, ain't that wonderful? A man can remember after 5 years a little insignificant detail like that?
That's my Jewish brain. It certainly doesn't take much to get a laugh around here, does it?
Hey, Arch, it just hit me. You know what we need down at the Kings of Queens? A guy like Sal here with a great sense of humor.
Barney, what a hell of an idea. And I'm a membership chairman. I never thought of that myself. Let me ask you. Did you ever hear of our club, the Kings of Queens?
Sal considers.
Is that that fag joint down near the bus station?
No, that's another... That's the Queens of Queens. Our club is the Kings of Queens, see? The Kings is all men.
So is the Queens.
Well, yeah, sure, but, you know, I mean, real American guys, E-men guys like all of us here, and we think that you belong with us.
Saul rests his chin in his hand.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's a swell club, Saul. And one of the main things about our club is it ain't got a whole lot of pain-in-the-neck rules, you know? Like, we never insist that a new member comes to all the meetings, do we, fellas?
Right.
Yeah. So I can become a member, and I don't have to show up at all.
No, you don't have to show up and nothing at all. I mean, like any of the social events there, the annual picnic, you know, for the wives and families, you could stay awake, and I couldn't, you guys.
Well, stay awake?
And then we got all the facilities of the club there, you know. We got a pool, we got a handball court there. We got a little refreshment bar, we got a beautiful new library there.
You guys got books?
Books, no, the TV set is in there.
You know, Roots was my favorite TV show.
Oh, yeah, Roots, yeah, but the slavery filled me with shame. But getting back to all them facilities, see, you don't have to use none of them facilities at all. See, and then January 1st, you get a whole list through the mail of all the club's yearly events to stay away from.
But if I don't have to show up, what do you need me for?
Well, we need you, of course. The club has got the heat. All the clubs nowadays, any club nowadays will tell you the same thing. It's not just our club, but all of the clubs are feeling the thing of the club. I'll tell you what it is. Sorry. Every club needs a certain amount of absentee members.
The members grin in agreement.
Well, this is kind of a new thing. You mean you are having an absentee membership drive?
That's it, Sal. And we're starting early.
And we're starting the first one with you. So, Sal, what do you say?
You fellas, you know what makes me feel bad?
No, what's that, Sal?
That terrible article that was in the Flushing Tribune.
Oh, that was a lot.
Now, why did it say that the Kings of Queens was full of bigots?
I had a bunch of lies there, Sal, you know.
And here we are sitting like brothers, and you guys are ready to take me in.
Oh, well, yeah, we want you in there. We want you.
And, fellas, I am accepting!
Saul dances about and shakes Archie's hand.
No, listen, I'd love to stay longer, but I promised my son I'd get home to help him write his bar mitzvah speech.
Oh, his bar mitzvah is that nice.
But I am in.
Oh, good. I am in. That's terrific.
Yes, indeed. Now, you know the first thing I'm going to do as a new member?
No.
I am going to bring in more new members. Going to spearhead that membership drive, and when I say spear, baby, I mean spear. I'm gonna bust in a load of my brothers from the Jackson Heights Synagogue.
Wait a minute, sir.
And I'm gonna bring in another one from the Congress of Racial Equality.
No, sir.
Oh, yeah, all big mothers.
Archie nervously glances about.
My Jewish brothers are gonna look like those Entebbe commandos. And my black brothers are gonna look like those big, angry slaves that was on your favorite TV program, Roots. And we all wanna be initiated at the same time. The same time.
I think we better, you know, talk
about Archie, this brother,
more.
You are going to love it. Your club will take on a whole new color. As a matter of fact, we're going to change the name. Let me see now. Ah, I got it. The Kings of Queens of Spades. Let me hear from you. And in the meantime, shalom, y'all!
Saul dances out the door, leaving Archie stunned. The others stare at Archie.
I don't mean that. But if it means it, we got to look on the bright side, you know? Nobody can take us in basketball.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Ben Starr and Chuck Stewart. Executive story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. James McEachin, Solomon Jackson, Alan Melvin, Barney Hefner, Danny Dayton, Hank Pivnik, Jason Wingreen, Harry. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977, Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.